I am from Oregon. Hi, everybody. I talked earlier. I'm not going to go over what happened to me other than just to brief the new people that came. I was the former director of Southern Oregon Normal in Medford, Oregon. My facility was located right next to the federal courthouse. I was raided on May 23rd, 2013. I was the third safe access point pre-House Bill 3460, which was our dispensary bill, which went into effect 10 days after our local law enforcement raided my facility. Bill Espenson was the first of Operation Storefront. He had 45th Parallel right over here in Ontario. Many of you visited that and frequented that, and I thank you for that. There was another one, Human Collective. We formed a pyramid in Oregon, and law enforcement thought that they were going to stop legalization, and that didn't happen. And that didn't happen because of people like me and people like my mentors. Some of them are not with us today, but they were just regular folks like all of you. And that's what it takes to get initiatives passed. It takes you to get out there and to get busy. Some of my mentors were from right here. Jim Clark, Jim Grieg, Christine McGarvin. They're all gone now. You guys need to get out there and you need to get busy. You need to talk to everybody. You heard somebody earlier say, just tell one person, a stranger, that you use cannabis. You don't even have to tell them your name. But I use cannabis too. I grow cannabis strictly for medical marijuana patients, but I can tell you that I was a recreational user before I was sick. About a year after our raid, I was diagnosed with cancer. I've been living with it now for 17 months. I take 3 grams of RSO a day. You know that sticky, gooey stuff that people are saved with? Every time I come to Idaho, I hold my breath. I cross that state line and I know, whew, it's scary over here. But you know what? It was scary in Oregon when I became card number 436 17 years ago. I was only a caregiver then because my husband was the one that was the patient. I was the grower. It was 17 long years ago, and you know what? You guys have to start somewhere. Let this be your starting point. Let this be where you start talking to your parents at the PTA meetings. You know, when you all get together with your kids and the kids are out playing. You all know you go home and you toke. You go home, you have a glass of wine. Well, look what this says. Be normal. Just talk to each other. Change minds. Get people elected with the same mindset as you, like we did in Oregon, to change those laws. Get on the initiative and vote. Your vote is your voice. Thanks, everybody. Never give up and walk the talk of love.
Thank you so much, Lori.